Each month on our program, we look to our listeners across the country for musical inspiration. We've met a teacher, an animator, a construction worker, and a psychiatrist, to name a few, all passionate about the music they love. Today, we introduce Maurice Ruffin. He's a lawyer in New Orleans, Louisiana. He wrote us the following email. I was born and bred here in the Big Easy, birthplace of Louis Armstrong, home of New Orleans R&B, and yes, the epicenter of South Coast hip-hop, courtesy of Master P, Mystical, and the Cash Money Millionaires. That's all great music and worthy of attention, he writes, but it's not what excites me. Maurice Ruffin joins us from member station WWNO. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
So let's hear some music that does excite you. Tell us what your first selection is.
Well, first up, we have I Am I Be by De La Soul.
I am Pasta Noose. I be the new generation of slaves here to make papes to buy record exec rates. The pile of revenue I create, but I guess I don't get a cut because my rent's on flake.
De La Soul is a group that I personally can relate to because they're not about misogyny or about profanity and running out there and saying, "Well, I'm this, that, or the other."
What is the story in this song?
This particular song is basically the life story of the two group members, Pasta Noose and Trugoy, and they basically talk about what they've gone through in their lives. Pasta Noose is the leader of the group, and talking to critics of hip hop, he says, "Well, if I wasn't a rapper, I wouldn't be a thug selling drugs, but a man with a plan." He just kind of goes into how, you know, people think that because you're a rapper, you have these certain personality issues. And he's like, you know, I'm not a rich guy. I'm just a regular Joe, basically. For rappers, it's all about being, you know, kind of macho and being a braggart. I mean, think about Run DMC when I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. I've always thought that if Muhammad Ali was in the music industry, he would have been a rapper because he's, you know, I'm the greatest. You know, I'm the baddest guy on the planet. Well, De La Soul isn't that way.
And the title I Am I Be means what here?
Well, he's just saying, you know, don't pigeonhole me or stereotype me.
I keep the walking on the right side, but I won't judge the next who handles walking on the wrong.
Trugoy says towards the end of the song, he says, I walk on the right side of the road. Don't judge me and don't judge others who handle theirs on the wrong because that's how they want to be. And I'm no different from that. I just want to be like the name of this song, I Am. So it's explaining who they are and just saying don't judge a book by its cover, basically.
And the music on this song, what appeals to you?
You know, a lot of folks say, well, I can't stand hip-hop. Because, you know, it's not live and they're not really using their talents to make the music. This is a different kind of song because they actually have a legendary saxophone player named Maceo Parker on it. And it features a live horn section also.
What's your second selection?
My second selection is Ride a Black Swan by Zwan. And that appears on the Mary Star of the Sea album. This intro to this song is really wonderful. Whenever I hear this, it makes me want to move.
A black swan rode me into my place of destiny.
Billy Corgan, who used to be the leader of the Smashing Pumpkins, has this really unique and awesome way of layering his guitars so that they sound like they're sparkling on the album. The texture of the music is so thick here, you can almost feel it.
Let's listen. That's very different from your first pick there. You're getting into rock here.
It is very different. It's really a great song. I guess one of the things that appeals to me about it is that there's a drummer on here named Jimmy Chamberlain who was also a former member of the Smashing Pumpkins. And he has a very percussive style. I think he's one of the greatest drummers in rock right now. He moves this song along. He's just slamming and splashing all over the place. And he puts a lot of energy into it. But this is also a really neat song lyrically.
How's that?
Well, you know, this is kind of the story of a guy who was experiencing a spiritual reawakening. And, you know, I don't know Billy Corgan personally, of course, but when he was with the Pumpkins, he kind of had this public persona of being a kind of an angst-ridden, you know, angry, disaffected guy who has some really disastrous personal relationships. Now, you know, one of his classic songs, he's kind of giving the finger to an ex-girlfriend for 4.5 minutes. But here he's totally different. It's almost like he's saying, you know, to the same girl, you know, I get it now, we're in love and we can't let ourselves be brought down by the problems of our past. The hook says it all. He says, remove my spirit from darkness. Love become my hammer, as if he wants to literally, you know, break out of this cage of depression that he's been in for all these years.
Love my spirit from darkness. Love become
Well, let's move on. Your final selection is what?
The next song is Holes by Mercury Rev. This is off the Deserter Songs album. This song is just beautiful. That's the best way that I can describe it.
Time, all along red line.
You know, it starts out, and this is a song that really is like symphonic music being combined with rock music in a way that's really quite wonderful. They use pretty much every instrument you can think of, from trombones and French horns and trumpets to violins, pianos. There's an electric guitar, bass on here, and there's even a bowed saw, which is a pretty unique instrument.
So why do you like listening to this song?
Well, you know, this is a really neat song. I actually grew up playing classical music. I was a string bass player.
When you weren't on the football field, I understand. Quite eclectic there.
Exactly. The same year I was starting on the football team, I was playing for the orchestra in the offseason, and I really enjoyed that kind of music because, you know, the great composers had this great way of using dynamics. You know, Tchaikovsky and Wagner and Maurice Ravel, they would have these quiet passages that would kind of build into this amazing, firestorm of music. And it happens here in this song where you just have, you know, the flutes and the pianos playing, two notes or chords over and over again for about 2 minutes, and then just kind of just burst into this technicolor, you know, magnificent piece of music here where you have, you know, 40 different people playing instruments at the same time over these wonderful lyrics.
Why do you listen to music? I'm curious. Do you do it to relax or to be inspired, or for what reason?
All of those reasons. Song like Holes is pretty cool for me because in Holes, the imagery is really great. I love good poetry, and this is really a poetic song. Jonathan Donahue, who's the lead singer for Mercury Rev, says something to the effect of, time is a long red line that's bordered by two white lines which represent, you know, birth and death, and that our dreams are kind of like a big blue ocean that we can't quite cross, but we can be born between it. And just the way he says these things is very inspirational for me because I think about how life is and about how inspirational these songs can be. It's good, positive stuff.
Well, Maurice Ruffin of New Orleans, thanks so much for sharing your music with us.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to find out more about the music Maurice selected, visit our website, npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you're listening to, drop us an email at watc@npr.org. Please put the words "listening to" in the subject line and include your phone number so we can call you. What Are You Listening To is produced by Susan Stone.
All the stones I...
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.